こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。なんと今週からバイリンガルニュース、京都大学のシャドウイングの素材として使われることになりました。イエーイ、
イエーイ。
京都大学の皆さんこんにちはっていう感じですけど、すごいね。京都大学ありがとうございます。1個目、ハリウッドの有名映画プロデューサーハーヴェイ・ワインスタインが長年にわたり30人以上の女性に性的暴行を働いていたことが明るみになり、連日メディアで続報が報じられています。この流れを受け、先週日曜日、女優のアリッサ・ミラノさんがセクハラなど性的被害に遭ったことがある女性はハッシュタグ MeToo をつけて声を上げようと呼びかけたところ、たった1日で Twitter には50万件、 Facebook には1200万件の投稿が寄せられました。
Famous Hollywood director Harvey Weinstein has been accused of sexually assaulting over 30 women and the media is producing follow-up reports on the scandal daily. Last week on Sunday, Alyssa Milano then suggested that women who have been sexually harassed increase awareness by tweeting the hashtag, #MeToo. In one day, the hashtag was tweeted 500,000 times and Facebook now has nearly 12 million posts on the subject.
そう、Facebook も1日でね、1200万件ということで、まあどれだけそういう被害に遭う女性が多いかっていうことが浮き彫りになってるんだけど、まあハーヴェイ・ワインスタインの話、日本でもちょっと取り上げられてるからもう聞いた人もいっぱいいると思うんだけど、私の中ではこれで結構他の男性の俳優とか監督もまあ責められる事態になっているっていうか、まあこのワインスタインだけじゃなくて、やっぱり他にも悪いことしてきた人っていうのは業界の中にたくさんいるから、
うん、How did this begin initially?
なんかね、
was it,
メディアがもともとニューヨークポストかどっか2社ぐらいがずっと追いかけていて、
I thought it was like Ben Affleck or something.
No.
No?
No. He's being accused of several things.
But wasn't he... Didn't he like kind of catalyze the movement against Weinstein originally?
No.
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 What is he doing?
Like the opposite. So, it's funny you mentioned him because このスキャンダルですごい株が落ちた俳優っていうのがやっぱり何人かいて、その中の一人がベン・アフレックなんだよね、まさに。まあまず彼はグッドウィル・ハンティングで、マット・デイモンと一緒に有名になったっていう経緯があって、でそのまあ、グッドウィル・ハンティングはハーヴィー・ワインスタインが手掛けた映画なんだよね、
うん、
なので、まあ、ワインスタインはある意味恩人みたいな感じなんだけど、このスキャンダルが外に出た時にベン・アフレックはコメントを出して、まあ、こういうのは許されるべきではないし、うん、まあ、彼がそういうことしてるのは知らなかったみたいなことを言ったら、ワインスタインにレイプされたことある女性が、いや嘘じゃん、 You knew、 だからその知ってたのに何も言わなかった、
うん、
でそれプラス過去に、まあ、女性の胸を触ったりしてる動画がちょっとリサーフェスしてしまった。
I saw something I couldn't follow what was going on. It was so fast and chaotic and...
Yeah, まあそのビデオが2本ぐらいあるのと、まあ、あとさらにケイシー・アフレック、まあ、彼の弟が何回かその性的暴行の被害を訴えられて示談とかにしていて、
うん、
でそれについても何も今まで言ってきてないとか、そういういろんな背景が積み重なって、いやいやいやみたいな感じになっちゃったんだよね。
So who else had their took a stock hit?
まあマットデーモンもある程度批判され、
really?
うん、なんか彼もね、その自分が知ってさえいればこんなことは防げたみたいな。
These are like these are like some of the most prominent people on the left politically in Hollywood. I mean, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and these are the people that have been on TV and.
まあワインスタイン本人もそうだからね。その女性の権利とか。
That's true actually.
そういうのをずっと 呼びかけてたまさに張本人がこういうことをしてた上に、まあ、業界の中ではすごく有名で女優の人有名な人たちみんなにも嫌われてたというかだけど力がありすぎるから誰も何も言えない状態だったんだよね、
mm. How do you know that cliche of like the casting couch、
mm.
You know where it's like
いやいやだからまさにそれが現実に起きていて彼に逆らったらもうクビになるかもしれないし例えば告発したら自分の女優生命がもう絶たれちゃうことになりかねないとか、mm. だから今そのアンジェリーナ・ジョリーとかグイネス・パルトロとかアシュリー・ジャッドとか他にもいっぱいあのゲーム・オブ・トローンズに出てる女優さんとかもいるしあとカラ・デルヴィンとかみんなが私もされました私もされました実はこんなにいっぱい嫌な思いさせられてたんだっていう
So is Hollywood just I mean what's going on in Hollywood is this seems like a I mean it just seems like the Hollywood industry isI mean, that kind of situation where you have very beautiful but also very desperate people that basically need roles to forward their career, it just seems like a very dangerous setup for... All the leverage is on the side of, you know, a director or whoever, right?
So, それもそうだし、やっぱり今までそういうことをしても結局キャリアが奪われない男性側がだケイシー・アフレックもそうだし例えばウディ・アレンとかもそうだし何かこう被害者が出てきてもまあなんかこの人こんなに成功してるからそれぐらいのことじゃどうでもいいやみたいな感じで特に罰せられることもなくお金もたくさんあるし仕事も途切れないしだから別にやったところでそこまでなんだろうね制裁を受けるわけじゃないっていうただ今回はさすがにここまで有名な女優も何人も出てきてるからさすがにこういうふうに罰せられてるわけだけどそれすらも今までは珍しかったっていうかほとんどなかったから
Why do you think it is that it's kind of the people that you'd least expect? Who was that comedian? The Quaaludes guy. What's his name? The Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah, the sweater guy. Yeah.
You know, Bill Cosby was like the most wholesome, like,
yeah.
kid friendly, family friendly, you know, the most. Yeah. This contradiction seems to come up so much where this person who.
しかもやっぱり、あの、ビル・コスビーもそうだし、オーライリーとかみんなそうだけど、意外であればあるほど被害者は声を上げにくいわけじゃん信じてもらえないかもしれないまさかあの人がそんなことするわけないからあなたのせいじゃないのとか言う人もいるから、うん、だから余計言いにくいでみんなが泣き寝入りしちゃって声を上げられないからどんどんどんどん被害者も増えちゃって本人も調子に乗るしっていうのもあると思うよね、まあ、だからこの MeToo のハッシュタグ見てても結局ほとんど人に言わないことが多いじゃん私もそうだけどその女性の性って従う人が多いからこのワインスタインでも何人もいるからねドナ・キャランとかリンズィ・ローヘンとか女の人でも被害者の女の性なんじゃないかっていう意味不明なことを言う人が、
うん、
だからなかなかこう声を上げにくい雰囲気が社会の中にあってだから私も、まあ、一回コラムにも書いたけどその例えば、まあ、何回かあるけど違うシチュエーションで、まあ、一つあったのは会社のすごい尊敬してる先輩というか同僚の人、
mm-hmm.
何かあった時に一番最初にやっぱり頭をよぎるのは彼を恥ずかしい目に合わせちゃいけないっていうかオフェンドしちゃダメだなって思っちゃうんだよねなんか何とかして彼を傷つけずに断らなくちゃっていうのがまず最初に来ちゃう自分が被害者っていうよりかもで何とかしてこの場をうまく切り抜けて彼をあの気まずい思いさせることなくなかったことにできないかなみたいなでもなかったことにできないからであっちはそのサインを例えば読み間違えてもっといけると思って変なことしてきたりとか、
うん
でその時にもやっぱり 人事の人とかに言うかっていうと言わなかったのね私も。なんかその人もすごいみんなにすごいねって言われてる人だったし、仕事もめっちゃできたし、私よりも年上ですごい活躍してたから、なんか言ったところで自分の仕事がどうなっちゃうか分かんないし、それこそ信じてもらえなかったら私の立場もなくなっちゃうっていうか、だったらもう自分が我慢してなかったことにした方が楽なんじゃないかみたいな。
Seems like what's gross about so many of these scenarios is that there's just this, I mean, it's like professional leverage is being used for personal gain.
そうで、しかもその男の人側からするとそれがどれぐらい嫌なことかとか傷つくことかとか怖いかっていうのをいまいち分かってない人も結構いると思うんだよね。まあ気軽にバーでナンパしてるぐらいの雰囲気で、なんか行動に移しちゃったりなんか発言したりとか、ただそれがこういうふうに仕事の場ってなるとやっぱりパワーバランスってものがあるから、バーで声かけるのとはもう全然違うわけじゃん。これからも顔合わせないといけないしとか。
It's weird the tension that kind of seems to have developed between men and women, in the sense that there are so many guys thatare terrified of being accused. I mean, this has been a theme in Japan for a long time because of the tchikan on trains. And so, you know, I go into a train and my hands are like straight up in the air. Like, And I mean, the reality of the situation is that there are people doing it, you know. And the same with, I mean, figuring out if a girl likes you, trying to approach a girl, like you want to be able to...develop a relationship with women if you're, you know, a straight male and you're attracted to them. And I think a lot of guys are can't read the signals properly, or their motivation to have sex becomes just runs out of control. I mean, people get people. I knew people who would really get caught up in the game of just I want to fuck girls and that's the goal. And there is no relationship with this woman.I'm just trying to have sex with her, and as soon as you have sex with her, then it's over, and you're back in the game. And I don't know what that culture is, but it's ubiquitous across the planet, you know. And
まあこの女優の人たちが言ってるアカウントを読んでもわかるんだけど、その基本的にもちろんワインスタインに何かされて怒った人もいるじゃん、やめなさいみたいな。でもほとんどは笑って。ジョークにしてなかったことにしてやり過ごす、ちょっと逃げたりして、だからそのワインスタイン本人からすると別に怒られてるっていうなとか怒鳴られてるっていうよりかはなんか笑ってたし、そんなに嫌だと思ってないって思ってるかもしれないんだけど、私もその一回そのドイツで会った時は会社のみんなでご飯食べてる時に、まあ隣に座ってて一番最初にあの足に手を置かれたのね、20秒ぐらいで、あれって思ったんだけど、すごい夢中で喋ってるからそこでさ触んないでよとかって言うのもおかしいし、もしかして性的な意味じゃないのかもしれないとか、彼に都合いいように思いたいじゃん、こっちも信じてるから。
And it could be cultural too, like different things mean different things to different people.
でまあ、オフェンドしたくもないしビッグディールにしたくもないから何も言わなくて、でその何も言わなかったのを私は気を使って言わなかったんだけど、あっちからするともしかしてあここまでやってもいいんだって思ったと思うんだよね、後から考えると。でそっからこう、まあ、その後たまたま2人になった時に急に I want to fuck you って言われたのね。でびっくりして、その時もなんて言っていいか分かんないから、もう怒るとかもできず、もうこれは笑って本当に冗談だったことにして、もう聞かなかったことにしたいじゃんこっちは。
It's a weird joke.
そうなんかハハハ like you must be drunk みたいな感じで、そこはなかったことにしてあげたんだけど、
well, being drunk doesn't help.
そうで、その後でも、まあ、それ出張っていうかで あのオーストリアに泊まってたんだけど、まあ、夜中になって私の部屋のドアをもう本当に40分ぐらいずっと叩き続けるっていう、めっちゃ怖かったんだけど、あの
That's just like, I mean, that's to the point of almost, I mean, insane behavior. I mean, I can't.
私本当になんかペンションみたいなすっごいボロいとこだったし、携帯の電波も届かないし、山奥だから、これ本当に、でドアもトイレのドアみたいな感じだったから、
It's like a, これ壊れたら絶対、tacky horror movie or something.
いや、絶対これレイプされるなって思った。で、次の日、みんなにそのことは言えないけど、とにかく怖かったから、なんかどういう反応するかも見たかったし、他の同僚と朝ごはん食べてる時に、昨日夜中ずっとなんかドア叩いてくる人がいてすごい怖かったみたいなことを言ったの、誰かは言わずに。そしたらその本人が来て、えどうしたの、あそんなことあったの、えひどいねみたいな感じで普通に目を見て、
うん、
なんか言われて、あこの人頭おかしいと思って、多分他の人に言っても絶対、いや俺はそんなことやってないって否定するだろうしっていうのもあって言えなかったけど、
うん、There are things that some guys do that could be considered, I don't know, I wouldn't go, maybe not sexual assault, but sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that could be, that could be sexual harassment for one person, but could be a successful strategy for these same guys with other women. Because there are some girls that respond positively.
Right,
and so
right.
what happens with this whole, these guys who are just trying to get laid is, and I mean, you'll see this if you go to Shinjuku, it's a numbers game. They don't care if
right,
they
right.
harass like 80 women in a row, if the 81st woman is like, okay, let's go. They,
yeah.
And the societal impact of that is obviously horrendous.
Yeah.
But this, the fact that you can just stay at bat
yeah.
for that long and just be rejected, gross
yeah.
people out, be rejected, and it just, it accumulates to nothing.
Yeah.
Because this creepo or whoever in the club will eventually find someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm...
そう、だからなんかまさに多分2014年にハッシュタグ Yes All Women っていうのがそれこそすごいバイラルになったけど、あれもハッシュタグ Not All Men っていうのに対抗したハッシュタグだったんだよね。だから全部の男性がそういう悪いことするわけじゃないっていう議論に持ち込みたい男性がいっぱいいて、それは本当にそう、それはまさにそうなんだけど、今のポイントはそこじゃなくて、もうほとんどの女性がそういう経験があるっていうこと。
It seems like just one of these guys could affect a huge number of women.
そうなの、そうなの、そうなの。
Yeah, and
でそれをみんなが分からないといけないし、自分がやったことないからって、いやそんなにみんなされてるわけないっていうことではないってこと、うん、だから大体多分女性だったら、まあ男性でももちろん被害に遭う人はいるし、まあただ一般的に女性の方が多いっていうだけだけど、周りの女性と話した時に、いや私一回も何もされたことないっていう人を見たことないからね、私は。痴漢もそうだし、会社のセクハラもそうだし、まあ、学校での出来事とか全然知らない人にされるとか、
うん、
クラブでなんか急に胸つかまれるとか、何でもいいけど、
I've been sexually assaulted on a train, I've been sexually harassed、
right.
in a work setting, and if it's happening to a guy like me, I can't imagine what, you know, I mean it must be happening to women all the time.
Yeah.そうで、やっぱり一番良くないのは被害者を責めること。だから毎回そういう話をツイッターとかフェイスブックとかにするたんびに、いろんな女の人が私にもメッセージくれるけど、例えば警察官の人に、あなんかそんなスカート履いてるからじゃないのとか、あなたに好きがあったからじゃないのとか。
I think a lot of it is a cultural problem of the objectification of womenYou can't do that to women unless you objectify them. I really don't think、
yeah.
you can.
そうだから、まあ今回もそうだよね。結局その自分、その女性がしかも自らやっぱ罪悪感を感じちゃうことが多いから、私も なんかあの時例えば太ももに手を置かれた時何も言わなかったからかもしれないとか、
うん、
で自分が恥ずかしい自分に好きがあったと思ってそこをまたしかも他人に責められるのも辛いから言わないとこうとか。でもそうじゃないんだよね、やってる方が悪いからまず、うん、だからそれをやっぱりみんなが理解しないといけないし、こう女性を責める風潮っていうのはもう何を着てたってもう裸で歩いてたとしたって触っちゃいけないものは触っちゃいけないわけだから、
いや、
なんかそう、そのビクティムシェイミングの風潮は本当にもうこの2017年やめにしたいよね。
I don't see how the victim, I don't see where the, like, the victim blaming, where does that, how does that solve the problem, right?
Hmm? Oh yeah, 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 of course not.
Because it's like, you know how in the, I mean, many decades ago, the level to which women were exposed or people were aroused by different things has shifted. So, you know, even in the, you know, Edwardian gentlemen would be aroused when there weren't pants on table legs.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so yeah. It's hard to pin down like, oh, well, if you dress like this or if you, you know, because it's
yeah, so... Yeah, and statistically, I mean, jeans 履いてたってレイプされる時はされるし、メイクしてなくてボサボサの髪だってされる時はされるし、
well, I think even if we all, even if we all dressed, you know, like Amish farm children or something,
yeah.
whatever the most erotic thing is will just become the new baseline for arousal yeah, or whatever exactly. in our culture, exactly. which is kind of a weird phenomenon, but...
次学会誌サイエンティフィックレポーツに掲載されたインペリアルカレッジロンドンの研究で、薬を服用しても一向に改善しないうつ病患者20人に白紙瓶を2回投与し、 MRI を使って脳内の変化を分析しました。するとストレスや恐れを司る扁桃体の血流が減少し、投与直後から患者自身も症状の改善を感じていました。昨年行われたニューヨーク大学の研究でも、末期がん患者に白紙瓶を投与したところ、一度の投与で不安や抑うつ状態が6ヶ月間持続的に改善されていたことも分かっています。チームは今後規模を拡大して研究を進め、来年の初めには抗うつ剤との比較実験も行う予定です。
In a study published in Scientific Reports by the Imperial College in London,A group of 20 clinically depressed patients who were unresponsive to antidepressant medications were administered two separate doses of psilocybin. An MRI brain scan was then performed to measure changes in the brain. They found reduced blood flow to the amygdala, which is involved in stress and anxiety, and the patients themselves reported significant improvements. Last year, in a study by New York University, researchers administered psilocybin to terminal cancer patientsand found that it reduced their anxiety and depression for up to 6 months from a single dose. The researchers plan to expand the scope of the studies with a comparative study planned for early next year between antidepressants and psilocybin.
そう、白紙瓶。何回もうちのポッドキャストでは紹介してるけど、本当にここ5年ぐらい、まあ、5年、10年ぐらいで研究がすごい進んでて、まあ、いわゆるマジックマッシュルームっていう幻覚作用があるキノコに含まれている成分なんだけど、この投与直後から患者自身も改善を感じるっていうのはうつ病からするとすごいことなんだよね。
Yeah.
今の抗うつ剤って結局投与してから2週間ぐらいは効かない、mm-hmm. で2週間経ってやっと効き始めるんだけど、その自分に合ってない薬の場合って2週間とりあえず飲んでみて効き始める頃にあれでもやっぱ効いてないからこの薬じゃダメなんだ、じゃあ次の試してみましょう、でも次のも効くまでに2週間かかるって言って、結局それだけでもじゃあ1ヶ月何も効いてない状態で苦しむことになっちゃうから、
Well, most significantly, antidepressants for the most part don't work. They're not effective, for most people. Including the people involved in this study, and there are a lot of people who have depression where antidepressants do not work. None of them work.
Yeah. 私もだって効くのが見つかるまでに多分4種類か5種類ぐらい飲んで、もう何ヶ月も経つじゃん。で、何ヶ月もなんか薬飲んでるけど、これは何なんだろうっていう、なんか効いてんのか効いてないのか、でもとにかく辛いのに変わりはないというか、飲んでも飲まなくても一緒なんじゃないかっていう。だからこの、ね、特に効く薬がない人にとってはこういうふうに直後から改善できるっていうのは本当にすごい大きいと思う。
SSRIs have become increasingly controversial as it appears that they have some effect on your inhibition, or it can change your impulsivity. And right. So on SSRIs, there will commonly be a label that warns you that if you take these antidepressants, that it can increase your risk of committing suicide. There's an increase in suicidality seen in people who take SSRIs versus people who don't. And it's hard to tease apart, you know, how much of that is them being depressed and how much is... But the idea is that depressed people do not have the willpower to act on a lot of these things, whereas you can be depressed and not resolve whatever issues are in your mind, but become able to act out things by taking antidepressants. Right. So the thing about psilocybin is that it's a completely natural compound that has been determined to be almost entirely non-toxic. It is less toxic than caffeine. There is almost nothing they can find that has a lower toxicity in terms of its LD50. So, and it's a natural substance that human beings have been consuming for thousands of years. And the history of consumption is important because, I mean, that's basically how evolution works. If you just make something in a laboratory, you cannot predict what it's going to do.
そう、だからこの抗うつ剤と比較して実験するっていうのもすごい興味深いっていうか楽しみではあるよね。なんかこういうふうに、まあ結構本当に進んでるっていろいろ分かってきてるから。
There's been a lot of research on various psychedelic drugs, primarily on synthetic versions like MDMA, which kind of seems to be a waste of resources. I mean, maybe it won't be, but there are known negative side effects of MDMA, such as brain lesions. So even if there is a medicinal use, I mean, why not? The natural substance can be tested in its current form, administered in its current form. I don't understand. I mean, I guess you can, if they use the laboratory version, there's, you can patent it. It becomes intellectual property and so.
Right. 次、日曜日、カリフォルニア州が液体火葬を合法化し、アメリカでは15の州で液体火葬が可能になります。従来の火葬や土葬とは異なり、液体火葬では遺体を水の中に入れ、アルカリ化水分解で腐敗を高速化します。1、2時間程度で遺体は骨と無菌の水だけになります。火葬に比べ 20% ほど多くの遺骨が残るほか、発生する二酸化炭素を 80% 減らすことができ、環境に優しいため、カナダでも複数の州で合法化されています。
On Sunday, California legalized liquid cremation, bringing the number of U.S. states which have legalized liquid cremation to 15. Unlike traditional cremation and burial, liquid cremation places the corpse in a vat of water and uses alkaline hydrolysis to accelerate the decomposition process. Within 1 or 2 hours, the body is reduced to bones and a sterilized liquid. The process produces 20% more ash and 80% less carbon dioxide emissions, making it relatively eco-friendly. For this reason, several provinces in Canada are also moving toward legalization.
It is already legal in Canada.
Oh, really?
In some provinces.
Are more provinces? Is this...
多分英語だと liquid cremation というか water cremation とか
water cremation?
hydro cremation って呼ばれてると思うんだけど、日本は多分違法なのかな、やってないと思うんだけど、 まあ、鉄の大きいこう入れ物の中に水が入ってて、そこに遺体を入れて高温にして、まあ、いろいろケミカル入ってるところ、
うん、
でそうするとまあわーっと溶けて骨になりますよっていう、まあ、単純な話なんだけど、確かにこう今って火葬か土葬かどっちかで、日本はまあほとんど火葬だと思うんだけど、アメリカだと土葬って言ってそのまま埋めるのと、まあ、火葬とどっちかって感じだから、
うん、well,
新しい
There's a lot of different because they have natural burial and then they have traditional burial. So you can go in the ground in a coffin or you can have a natural burial which means there is no coffin and there's no embalming.
あ、そう、アメリカだとね、エンバームもあって、結局なんかこれまでこの液体火葬っていうのはなんとなく誤解されてることが多かったらしくて、うん、要は全部水になってこう下水に流れちゃうみたいな、おばあちゃん燃やして下水流すみたいな、なんかそういうわけじゃないんだよね、骨はちゃんと残るから、あの下水に流しちゃうわけじゃないんだけど、なんとなくそのイメージでそう思ってる人が多かったらしくて、まあ全然そういうわけじゃないですよっていう、むしろエンバームとかの方があの体液とか血液とか普通に下水で流してるからっていうことらしいんだけど、私は日本人だからそのエンバームっていうのは全然理解できない、なんか怖い、すごい。
How would you, what do you, have you decided what, how do you decide this kind of stuff?
いや、私はエンバームは絶対してほしくない普通になんか
How are you gonna go? Because there's a lot of options. I was looking at some of the things they do in different countries and it's pretty fascinating how much variety there is to
大きいこう壺に壺みたいな、なんか後で分解されるやつに入れてそこにこう木を植えるみたいなのもあるよね、oh, 要は自分の体が木の栄養になって木が育つみたいな、
right. How is that any different than the natural burial? Oh, it's some specific tree?
そうそうそうそう、
Okay.
だから別にお墓とかじゃなくてただ木があるってこと、まあ何でもいい、私別に、だってもう死んでるし。
Except for embalming.
Embalming はやめてほしい。
You don't think the Egyptians were onto something? You don't want to be mummified?
いや、全然マミーなりたくない。
But maybe they can recover your genetic material in 2400 and clone a bunch of you and send that off to some other planet.
別にいい。それもいらない。だってたまに美術館とかでこうミイラが、あの布巻いてるやつはまだいいんだけど、布巻いてなくてこう暗い中に安置してるのとかあるじゃん。
It just looks dried out, right?
でみんなが覗いて見れるみたいなのってさ、この人はこれ絶対予想してなかったじゃん。こんな2017年にみんなにうわーとか言って、
It's kind of boss though, isn't
it? 自撮りとか一緒にさせ、
されたりとか。Isn't it kind of cool though? Like thousands of years go by and you're like in, your body is in a museum. Like you thought you'd be in some tomb or whatever, but now you're in a museum.
Yeah.
It's kind of disrespectful to their tradition, isn't it? Just dig these guys out of their tomb. It's like fuck your religion.
Yeah.
Fuck your heaven.
そうだよ、だって。
Fuck. And then just put you in a museum and charge people to stare at your gaze at your corpse.
だってそもそもミイラになるっていうのはさ、その後で生き返るためだったわけじゃん。体を取っといて。
Mm-hmm. You gotta take all your shit too. You gotta take all your fancy gold shit and put it in your boat. And your boat is what takes you to heaven.
Yeah. なのにそれをさ、バラバラにして普通にミュージアムで飾られちゃってるから、ちょっとかわいそうだなって思うけど。
You really don't get to decide what people do with your body, you know, 2,000-3,000 years from now. You can, you can put yourself in a fortress and, and try to make the people protect your tomb.
いや、なんか自分は何でもいいけど、とにかくその変にお金がかかることとか。
That's the standard, though.
なんかこう変に環境に悪いとかじゃなければもう何でもいいよ別にね。と思わない。
Well, what I found from around the world is, first of all, Christians do the traditional burial in a casket, which is lowered in the ground, and their head, your head has to point west. And your feet point east.
なんで？え、それバイブルに書いてあるの？書いてないでしょ。
It's probably, I don't know, cross really. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. But something about sunrise and sunset, I guess. And then, you know, they have that cross, and so the if the cross is facing the sunrise, and then the sun kind of moves over the top of it and goes down the other side.
Hmm.
If you have okay. that orientation. I don't know what the significance of that is. In the Philippines, they have hanging coffins. So they put you in a box, and then they hang it off the side of a cliff.
Hmm.
Because they believe that the closer you were to the sky, the... I don't know, the better your odds of getting into heaven or something.
Hmm.
You have to, your spirit has to travel a shorter distance.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know if it's that literal, but it looks pretty crazy if you see pictures of these coffins on like
Wait, so
cliffs.
The coffins stay there, like hanging?
Yeah.
Huh.
And there's a body in there.
Do they have enough cliffs for everyone?
Earth can make more cliffs.
What? So the
tekitona. In China, they royalty would have this jade suit.
Okay.
These dynastic ruler people, they would make a suit. Well, you know, jade was still is a big deal in China.
Okay.
But they had these suits that would cover their entire body, everything,
mm-hmm.
made of jade tiles. And so they have mummies in China of rich people from a long time ago preserved in these suits. And it's a really weird looking suit. It looks like a little, almost looks like a space suit or something.
Hmm.
It looks like a suit you'd wear if you were trying to survive atmospheric entry.
Okay.
You know, 'cause it has all these little ceramic, or I guess they're jade tiles. It's pretty cool. In Kiribati, which is an island in the Pacific south of Hawaii, they preserve your skull. So if you die, we take mommy's skull and we polish it, clean it up.
Hmm.
They really make them like white.
Hmm.
And then they keep that skull inside the house.
Yeah.
On display.
Yeah.
Of the deceased family member.
へえ。なんか祭壇みたいにして飾っとくってこと?
I guess.
Wait, where was this again? Mexico?
No, Kiribati.
Where is that?
It's an island in the Pacific.
Okay. Huh. 面白いね。
In Tibet, they have sky burial.
Ah, yeah.
Where you get eaten by buzzards.
Yeah.
And then they take the bones that are left over and they ground that into a powder and they give that to cows.
Huh. Okay.
The Vikings would put your dead body on a ship along with your double-bladed axe and your helmet.
Okay.
And that's their burial. In Europe, they would put your corpse in a bog. And the bog would preserve your body.
What's a bog?
Bog. Like all, I don't know, swampy, boggy. I don't even know what a bog is. Like those. A lot of the fossils and stuff that we find were preserved by bogs. I don't know. What's a bog? I guess it's like a swamp, but worse.
Okay.
If I had to, you don't know what I'm talking about?
No. But it's like a swamp. Like with water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't figure out what a bog is, but lastly, they have these burial beads in Korea where they take your remains and they press them into these little beads and they put those beads in a jar. And then you can keep that as kazari or...
Hmm.
I don't know. There's so much variety. I guess there's so many things you can do.
Yeah. But so on. Just pick your favorite one, the kanji.
Space. Or is space the worst idea? Because you're just cut off from the earth.
Space? Yeah, 別にこの辺近場でよくない? わざわざそんな遠く飛ばす... まあ行きたい人は行けばいいけど
Someone will die on Mars one day.
I know.
How weird is that going to be?
I know. Well,
and then someone will be born on Mars. I mean, all these.
その前にそのシャトルの中で死ぬ人
That's happened.
が出るじゃん。Now it's like 今までってその中そのシャトルとかロケット自体は壊れてないんだけど中で人が死ぬっていうのはないじゃん。わかる？その旅の途中で死ぬ人とか出てきたりするとまたこれは新しいことじゃん。
The first murder in space.
Wow. Murder on Mars. Who's gonna investigate?
Well, they did that Martian base experiment, right?
Yeah.
And they everything is fine. The number one problem, according to NASA.The number one problem is getting along.
Right. And you talked about it last week, right?
Was it last week?
I think so.
Yeah, but... So, like, murder in space is, like, a serious concern. If that takeaway is of any value.
でもどうす... そういう... だってプロトコルがないもんね。
What a crazy movie that is. I mean, the guy tries to cover it up, right? Because it's space. Yeah. There's nobody... Who knows?
What happens? だって実際100人とか送ってさ、火星で暮らしてて誰か一人殺されてた時にさ、それこそもう近代少年的な、なんていうの、もう逃げ場所もないし。
And you don't know who it is. So
そう、誰がやったかもわかんないし。
The level of suspicion inside the spaceship would get crazy.
やばいよね。
Yeah.
どうすんの?
It might as well be the, like the alien movie. You know, there's something
yeah, exactly.
on this ship that is
yeah.
like...Taking us out one by one.
で、地球にも帰れるわけじゃないしさ。The level of suspense, やばいよ。
Yeah, I was thinking about that, not Arrival. What was the Jennifer Lawrence one with,
Chris Pratt のやつ。
Chris Pratt? Yeah, that movie, right?
もう忘れた。
That, No, I can't remember.
あれさ、
If you watch that movie from Jennifer Lawrence's perspective, isn't that the creepiest?
めっちゃ怖いからね。
It's the creepiest movie ever.
そうでしょ？あれは、
Because you just wait, what?
しかもね、
You just get woken up. It's like, oh no, the machine.
あれは、Chris Pratt がイケメンでかっこいいから、なんとなくいいことになってるじゃん、最後。Mm-hmm. でも、全然良くないからね。女性の観点からしたら。
It works out at the end, right?
Kind of ish.
Ish? Was it ish? I don't remember. I don't really remember.
Yeah, ish. She's kind of put in a position where she has to think it's okay. Because otherwise, I mean, like, what can she do?
Even but, at the end of the movie, she still feels that way?
I don't know, but she was
I thought
put,
it was like happily ever
that's
after.
That's what I'm saying. She was put in a position where
she has to be
she
happy.
She has to live with it. Like, she has to be okay with it. Because otherwise...She's gonna go nuts. I'm gonna go nuts. But, you know, okay, Chris Pratt, he's hot, so I guess it's okay. って思わないとやってらんないもんあれ。
For some reason, that movie didn't seem as creepy until I kind of...
It was really creepy to me.
But it was... It didn't... The movie didn't know that it was that creepy. Do you know what I'm saying?
だからあれは正直すごいあのパトリアーキーっていうか結構あの男目線で書かれてるなって思ったちょっと
あの Cause if they made that movie the other way around and Chris Pratt's just like woken up by this
chick She's a crazy bitch
It's like,
なるじゃん
Who is this crazy ass?
でしょでしょほらだからあれなんかすごい男性目線だなって思ったあれ見てない人いたらちょっと見てほしいよねな題名が思い出せないんだけど
The movie is just They could seriously use the same footage I feel like someone could actually Go on YouTube and just Re-edit the movie into The version that I'm talking about
And then it won't work, right?
Well, it'll just be a horror It'll be a horror suspense Horror suspense movie
Right?
Right?
It's,
That's fine too
It's あれなんかニュースの話ばっかり出てくる。
What are you looking for?
The title.
Oh, of that movie?
Passengers.
Oh, yeah.
Passengers, yeah. あれこそ本当にでもダブルスタンダードだと思わない？
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
男だから許されるっていうかさ。
Yeah.
I'd be so mad. So mad. For years and years and years.
The premise is just...
I don't know how gold. I would let it go. I mean, I would need a shrink to talk to let it go and be okay with it.
You would wake up a shrink?
No, I would... Yeah.
Look. I have emotional problems. I had to wake you up. I had to wake you up.
Please help me.
It never ends.
そういう流れにしてほしかったね。そしたらパッセンジャーちょっとアカデミー賞取れたかもしれない。
Yeah. Yeah. It could have gone deep. They could have gone deep.
Yeah.
次。According to a study published on Tuesday in the journal JAMA, men who received blood transfusions from female doctors who had been pregnant in the past were 13% more likely to die. Researchers from Leiden University Medical Center in the Netherlands analyzed data from the red blood cell transfusions of 31,000 individuals that occurred over a 10-year period and found that the rate of death for men receiving transfusions from women who had been pregnant was 101 per 1,000 versus just 80 per 1,000 for transfusions from male donors. While the reasons for this have yet to be firmly established, the researchers speculate that a change in women's immune systems that occurs during pregnancy may be a factor. Blood transfusions can complicate into a condition known as transfusion-related acute lung injury, often triggered by antibodies and other immune system elements.
今週火曜日に学会誌ジャマに掲載されたオランダのライデン大学医療センターの調査で、男性は過去に妊娠したことがある女性の血液を輸血された場合、死亡率が 13% 増加していることが明らかになりました。血液中の抗体や免疫機能が引き金となり、輸血後に輸血関連性急性肺障害を起こすリスクがありますが、過去10年間に輸血を受けた3万1000人のデータを分析したところ、妊娠経験のある女性の血液を輸血された男性はそうでない場合と比較し、死亡率が1000分の80から1000分の101に上昇していました。理由ははっきりとは分かっていませんが、妊娠中に女性の免疫機能が変化することが原因ではないかとチームは推測しています。
Yep.
すごいね、これそんなことがあるんだね。
It doesn't really seem like something we'd be finding out now. You know what I mean?
そう、でもさ、その、だって輸血された血液、輸血用の血液が、まあなんかウイルスが入ってないかとかさ、その感染してやばいものが入ってないかはチェックするけど、その、
mm-hmm.
妊娠した経験があるかないかによって何かが変わってる。しかもこういう死に至るみたいなさ、
うん、
のって予測できなくないだって。
It's weird that I mean it seems like they don't really know what those changes are specifically、
うん、
or if those immune system changes are in fact the cause. One thing that was weird about this study is that they only found that it increased the rate of death in men who were below 50 years old.Men、mm-hmm. over 50 years old did not show an increased risk of death whatsoever.
おじいちゃんだったら平気なんだ。
It seems like it. At least that's what happened in this study.、
Huh.
And they haven't really been able to explain that aspect of it, of the data.、
Mm-hmm. 謎だね。
One thing that they've been、figuring out recently is that you can...If you get a blood transfusion from someone and that person has an allergy to, let's say, peanuts or something,、
mm.
but you've never had a peanut allergy, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So you get your blood transfusion or whatever, you go home and you eat some peanuts and you die. You've never been allergic to peanuts. But if you get a blood、wow. transfusion from someone who has a food allergy, you can actually have...anaphylactic shock or some allergic reaction、
yeah.
to whatever they're allergic to.
Wow.
So that's something that I guess they're trying to figure out right now.
Huh.
Because not people don't even fully know what they're allergic to many times.
So
I mean, if it's peanuts, you know.
But yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I mean, you could... What if someone's allergic to bees or something and you get a blood transfusion and then you walk out of the hospital and the first thing that happens is you get stung by a bee? Well, at least you're
like
by the
movie,
hospital.
But, okay.
but it only needs to be possible for it to be some kind of statistical reality when you have so many people, right?
ただでさえ血液足りてませんってよく言ってるのにね。私は献血できないけど。
Yeah.
拒否されるっていうのもすごいよね。できないから帰ってくださいみた
い。Yeah. Well, they've tried paying people to donate blood, and then it attracted people who had the worst blood, and so they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
They can't pay people because then all the homeless people show up and and try to completely drain themselves to get money, so that it's weird getting
blood.
They give
you like donuts and stuff, right? I got a free donut for not giving them a blood, but
for not giving it to?
I mean, I was already there. To do it.
No, the
and they were like, well, we can't do it with you, but just take the donut and go home.
Well, the donuts are actually there to help you increase your like blood sugar after you give blood, because you can kind of feel, they tell you not to do sports and stuff for a few days.
Yeah. I just got a free donut for
another thing they're working on is the young blood thing. Remember the mouse thing where they took they're still doing experiments on this stuff, but they took umbilical cord blood, human umbilical cord blood, which I guess is the freshest, absolute top shelf, freshest blood you can get. And they put it into mice, and it increased the cognitive performance of the mice dramatically, of these old mice.
Did they use human blood? What?
Yeah.
And gave it to mice?
Yeah.
Huh.
I believe so.
But they've also
done the thing where they attached a young mouse to the old mouse and see the old mouse.
Right, I remember that. But you can give human blood to mice and they're okay?
I mean...
Really?
It's some particular laboratory conditions. Or I may be misremembering that particular detail.
Okay.
But, I mean, worse things have happened to mice.
Yeah.
In a study published in the Journal of Cognitive Enhancement, researchers at Johns Hopkins University tested two popular brain training methods and found that one of them is significantly more effective, improving the working memory of the brain by 30%. The researchers formed three groups of volunteers, used an EEG to measure their brain activity, and performed cognitive tests to establish a baseline for their working memory, attention, and intelligence. The groups were then sent home with a task to perform for 1 month. The first group was assigned an exercise called Duel and Back, in which the user must remember the sequence and positions of flashing squares, as well as the accompanying sound of a letter assigned to each square. The second group performed an exercise called Complex Span, which was not nearly as effective, and only required users to remember the current sequence of items. The third group performed a control activity, and at the end of the 1 month period, the researchers found significant changes in the brain activity in the prefrontal cortex of group one participants.
学会誌 Journal of Cognitive Enhancement に掲載されたジョンズ・ホプキンス大学の実験で、被験者を3つのグループに分けて事前に脳波を測定し、記憶力、集中力、知能、そして作動記憶、いわゆるワーキングメモリを測る認知テストを受けさせました。一つのグループにはスクリーン上に光る視覚の場所と順番、あとそれぞれの視覚に割り当てられた文字を記憶するエクササイズ。二つ目のグループにはいろいろな物体が出てくる順番を覚えるエクササイズ。三つ目のグループはコントロール群とし、1ヶ月間自宅で続けてもらいました。すると一つ目のグループは脳のワーキングメモリが 30% も改善されていました。
Yep.
ス スクリーン上に光る四角の場所と順番とそれぞれの四角に割り当てられた文字を記憶。楽しいのこれ。
I tried it.
楽しい。
If you're getting it right, it's fun.
Hmm.
But after I was doing it for a while, it started to get hard.
Hmm.
And when you get it wrong, you're just like.Damn it! Shit! like it's just—it's frustrating because it requires so much focus and concentration. And you think that you're right because it's your memory, and so when it shows you that your memory is stupid, it's like a weird feeling. So in the one I did, there's like a grid of nine spaces, mm-hmm. and the square can appear in any of the nine spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blue square that will.Blink in the top left, for example, then blink on the bottom right, then blink in the center, blink on the bottom left, blink in the middle left, blink in the middle, blink. And it'll do this. And every time it blinks, it's saying either a number or a letter or something. So it'll be like C, D, D, E, C, and it'll just F. And it'll say a letter...along at the same time that it's showing you a square.
Okay.
So you have to remember the position of the square and which letter was said when you were shown that square.
Okay.
And then what they'll ask you is, you don't know how long the sequence is, but at the end of the sequence, they'll be like, which...The third to last item in the sequence, what was the position of the square and what was the letter?
And so they'll give you... Yeah.
Or they can say from the first, you don't know which one they'll say.
Yeah.
But they'll, at the end of the sequence, they'll specify, tell us where this square was, the fourth to the last one, tell us where that square was and what the letter was for that item in the sequence.
Okay.
And... It starts very simple and it gets more difficult. And the idea is that while the exercise itself is very difficult, at the beginning it's very simple and the difficulty is increased so incrementally that you still can do it and any human being should improve if they do the exercise. So
yeah. I don't want to do it.
No.
めっちゃなんかイライラしそうだってできないもん絶対。
Well...The only way that you can learn to do it is if you do it. With your attitude, then you'll be senile in like 10 years. You know how like old people are doing all the crosswords and all this stuff? They know. They know you have to keep yourself sharp. I mean, you don't really have to when you're in your 20s, I guess, but it seems like you have to keep yourself sharp.
Like, I want to do it in other way, like fun way.
Well, so the methods they were using for this were developed by researchers, mm-hmm. developed by neuroscientists, and it's not designed to be fun. It's designed to be as conceptually effective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that playing video games does a lot for your brain function because I can feel my brain working when I play certain games. I can feel it. It's redlining. My brain's barely pulling this off.
So I got...this game called Prey.
Prey?
Prey. Like alien
okay.
PlayStation 4 game.
Okay.
Thinking that it was a... なんかキャラが見えてるゲーム But it turned out to be FPS.
Oh. Okay.
Which I suck at. でも悔しいからちょっとやったんだけど全然無理だね。まずそのさ右のスティックと左のスティックどっちも動かさないといけないじゃん、mm-hmm. FPS ってでもうなんて言うんだろうね左はいいんだ動くのはいいんだけど目線を同時に動かさなきゃいけないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
それがもうできない、
mm-hmm.
それ酔う自分の動かし方が下手すぎて酔うし、mm-hmm. なんかそれもやりつつエイリアンが出てきたらエイムしなきゃいけないじゃんそれがもう無理なの。
You haven't played a first-person shooter before?
No.
I'm like more athletic. And I've been playing first person shooters since like GoldenEye. You didn't play GoldenEye and all that stuff?
No. You never got sick at the beginning, or you got used to it?
I think you have to do it. It helps if you start at a fairly young age.
Because honestly, the other day I tried it for the first time, and then I played for 20 minutes. I'm sorry if you're eating, but I threw up. And I rested for like an hour, and I was like, okay, I'll be fine. I'll do it again. I played for another 30 minutes, and I got sick. So I had to put it down, really? Turn the TV off, rest my eyes, and just forget about the game.
It's because it's first person? Like, the view moves too fast? Like, your head turns too fast?
あとなんかその、上向いたり下向いたりとかさ、なんていうの？何かアイテムを拾うときに、
Did you invert the...
下向かないといけないじゃん。
Did you invert the y-axis?
No. I should have.
For whatever reason...
Would that make a difference?
For me, it does.
あ、そう。
For me, it does. If I don't invert the y-axis, I mean, there are people that play just fine without it. But there's this weird 2D feeling that I get if I don't invert the y-axis. In other words, if the stick goes up and you look up, that's weird. Because when you're tilting the stick forward, so your head should look down, right? Yeah. You know what I'm...
I don't know if it
makes that much of a difference. It drives me crazy, but...
なんかその結局下を向いてアイテム取ってまた上を向かないといけないじゃん、まっすぐ見るためにそれをいちいちこう目線を動かすっていうのが普段の生活でないじゃん。 OK、 歩くときはわざわざ歩いてるけど、こう目線を動かすって別に意識してやってることじゃないから、なんかこうあれれってなっちゃう。
Most people don't think about it like When I play a first-person shooter, it can be any first-person shooter, I'm immediately fully comfortable.
That's because you're used to it. だからセンシティビティをめっちゃ下げたのね。コントローラーの。じゃないと本当に酔うから。で、下げても全然、だから動かしすぎなんだよね、多分スティックをまず。だし、で、このなんていうのね、画面の全体を見てないから。すぐ気持ち悪いから、しかもね、エイムが下手すぎて全然当たらないから、結局レンチを振り回してそれが一番強いみたいな。
レンチ、
うん、So I'm just like beating aliens with a wrench.
With a wrench.
Yeah.
Versus aliens.
Yeah. Wrench works.
You can use a wrench against an alien?
That's what I was doing.
These aliens should be ashamed.I mean, if some monkey comes at you with a wrench and you're like a fully technologically just fleshed out civilization.
Okay, the aliens in this game were not like civilized.
They're uncivilized aliens? How did they get to Earth?
We're in the space.
We're in space?
Yeah.
So you're on their planet?
Not, it's more like space station...
They're
really
on
know.
Our space station, or you're on their space station?
It's a human space station, obviously, but
Why is
I don't
it obvious?
Know the story because I,、you know, and I gave it. I mean, I.
What do the aliens look like? Plays.
なんか黒いね、タコみたいな、なんか手がいっぱい。Yeah, it's like I don't
you're
know.
You're like beating these alien octopi with a wrench.
Yeah. Because that works the best. Because I don't really need to aim.You know, the computer kind of aims itself.
It's pretty amazing how good people are at video games. Just the average level online. If I play like one of these games online, and I've been playing video games my whole life, and I think I'm pretty good, but I can go online and I'm immediately getting killed by some random 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're talking shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
絶対無理だよ。だからこの、あの、普通さ、普通っていうかまあ分かんないけど、ゲームの裏にさ、FPS の時って FPS って書いてない？
書いてあると思うよ。
そうでしょ？でもこのエイリアンの書いてなかったの。だから、
What did it say?
Nothing. だから自分でもできると思って、買った
の。Why can't you change it to like the...Modes. They don't have that.
I know. They don't.
In racing games, they do. That you can be first person or you can be third person, right?
So, そうなの。でもこれはもうできないの。
うん。
だから人だったら私でもさ、なんとなくできると思うんだよ。
I guess there's people that can play the third person mode, but can't play the first person modes. And there's people who prefer first. I prefer first person.
Why?
Because the third person thing is like, my character can be running towards the camera and I'm looking out the back of the character's head. What it, it's like a, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to me. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I don't want to. It's like Biohazard.
You go into a room, right? And you are actually a security camera in the corner of the
room.
Yeah,
and that's fine. Like, I don't want to be the character. I want to control the character. And I can do so better if I can see the character, like whole body. Because I'm not used to it, right? So I'm playing this game.
Would you prefer that real life was like this?
No, what?
No?
No.
You wouldn't have better control.
Then I'm a strange person. No.
No?
That's a strange, yeah, no.
And then like...
I'm not a crazy person.
Let me take mommy over here. Okay, mommy, brush your teeth.
No.
No?
Okay, so like, 目線じゃん。目線しかないじゃん。だから私にはキャラクターが見えないじゃん、
うん、
でなんか登っちゃうの勝手に。だからなんか乗りたくないのに、あの下に何があるか見えないじゃん、まっすぐ向いて歩いてると、
はあ、
知らない間になんかテーブルの上に登ってたりとかしてえ登りたくないみたいな、で、
right.
後ろにステップバックしてとかを何回もやってすぐ登るの、うん、その人がで登りたくなくてもね、なんかそういうのもさ、あのキャラが全部見えてれば知らない間にテーブルに乗っちゃうとかないじゃん。
Right. Yeah, what happens to me when I play those third person games is I expect that the enemy player can't see me because I see the enemy player like behind an object, right? I'm like, oh,
yeah.
He can't see me. So I try to like run in and I totally forget that they can just see everything.
Yeah.
Even though their character is like can't see anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. What?
So, if it's third person, then I can be completely safe behind a wall.
Yeah.
But I can still see around the wall.
Why?
Because the camera can see around the wall.
Okay.
And the camera shows your character, who is looking at nothing, the ground.
Yeah.
And then the camera shows you... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my behavior in video games... is weird when it's third person because I expect that the other person can't see me.
That's weird.
Do you know what I'm... I don't know. Forget it. What if... on this brain training thing, what if there were brain camps? You know, like summer school or something? What
yeah.
if you just sent your kid to a place and it's like, we're going to make your kid do these crazy computer brain training memory function exercises.
Your kids are going to hate you.
And then your kid, what if your kid just comes out of it and their brain is just super powered and they just go back to school like, oh, I just remember everything. Genius. And that's all we needed to do. It's just put your kid through a camp for like 2 weeks over the summer, have them do a bunch of brain exercises, come back and just be a genius. No. Yeah.
I'd rather go to a horse back riding range camp like I did.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go to a brain camp and I'm doing fine right now.
Yeah, but what if you went to a brain camp?
Then maybe I'm the first female prime minister of Japan.
Do you think brain camps could become a thing?
Mm.
Just like optimizing? Because we just think of education as very kind of a narrow...
もうあるんじゃないの?ありそうじゃない?
Brain camp?
インドとか。なんか計算とかめっちゃするキャンプみたいな。
Well, doing drills and memorizing things is different from a camp which is designed to scientifically change the activity of your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have a much stronger guarantee, I think. You know, if your kid completes all these exercises and completes the camp,
yeah.
their brain's going to be 30%.
でもありそう、なんか日本もさ脳トレみたいな流行ったじゃん、なんか DS とかでさ脳トレ。
I have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Do they work? Are you smarter?
I don't know. A report by the New York Times has exposed controversial practices within the pyramid scheme organization. How do you say this again? NXIVM. They had some fancy way of saying it. The group was founded in 1998 and branded itself as a self-help organization. According to the report, a faction of the group located in Albany, New York, had established a secret sisterhood, stating that its purpose is empowering women. The secret sisterhood required people joining to provide naked photographs or other collateral to be released were that person to expose the existence of the group. Furthermore, initiation included receiving a rite of passage style branding for which the person was restrained on a massage table. The group aspired to enact political influence and aimed to condition women to overcome weaknesses they believed are common to women, such as being too emotional, an inability to keep promises, and tendency to embrace the role of victim, according to a defector of the group.
NXIVM だって。1998年に結成され、ネズミ講方式で信者を増やしている自己啓発団体 NXIVM の内情についてニューヨークタイムズが暴露記事を掲載しました。ニューヨークのアルバニーに一部のメンバーを置いている NXIVM は、女性のエンパワーメントを名目にして女性たちを集め秘密のグループを作っており、入会の儀式では通過儀礼としてマッサージ台に拘束され夜勤を押されるほか、グループの存在を外部に漏らした場合は裸の写真などをばらまくと脅迫されるとのことです。グループを脱退した女性によると、この団体は女性は皆過剰に感情的で約束を守れず被害者意識を好む傾向にあると信じており、その弱さを克服するために女性を慣らすことを目的としているとのことです。何の話？
It's a secular cult, I guess is how I would categorize it. But it's also one of these pyramid schemes or multi-level marketing schemes or pyramid selling.
Okay.
There's so many different terms for this kind of organization, but...
カナダとメキシコにもあるって書いてるね。
Yeah, well, it's been around for a while.
30代から40代の女性。
It's kind of similar to like an Amway. I mean, Amway would be the biggest, right?
でもこれは別に物を売ってるわけじゃないんでしょ。物も売るの？
Oh yeah, I think they do that whole thing too.
そうなの。
I mean, what else?
Oh.
I mean, these organizations sell stuff, but almost all of the stuff that is sold to people within the organization.
Right, right, right.
And it's generally non-salary, commission-based.
Yeah.
And primarily off of people that you recruit as other members.Not so much what you sell. And most of the people participating are the customers.
Right, right, right.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I just thought that this was just a cult. I didn't know they were selling stuff.
Oh. Well, I mean, the lines get weird, right? I mean, there are cults where they don't sell stuff, but you pay a tithe, right? So... I guess the primary distinction would be that this is a secular cult, because most cults have some sort of religious basis.
そうだね。
For like new what do you call them? New what are they called? 新宗教? What do you?
新興宗教? What?
Just like new religions, new. Like, not Scientology. I don't know I don't have any good examples, but there are a lot of these sort of like new, small scale kind of new religions that.
Yeah. まあ、サイエントロジーもだって最初は普通に自己啓発だもんね。そのエイリアンがどうこうみたいな話が出てくるのはかなりレベルアップしてから言われることで急に。最初はなんか普通にめっちゃ納得できる本当に普通のこと。
Well, there were
自己啓発的なことしか言わない。
There were several just like Scientology that have come out of psychotherapy. Psychotherapists have started cults a lot. I guess they'd be the best at it. But a lot of psychotherapies have evolved into cults, historically speaking.
It's a good business, right? Me and my brother used to joke about it all the time. Like, should we just start a religion and they're not going to tax us and it's going to be a good business?
I mean, I guess there are incentives to start a religion, but it tends to go south.
Usually, yes. Unless it's...
It tends to go south.
It gets so big.
But what's interesting about these secular cults is that their values are... they're not divine. They're not they're not supernatural.
Hmm.
So, for example, in Amway, their version of religious salvation is financial success.
Right.
And so they have these, if you're at the top of Amway, you're like an Amway diamond. And then you'll give these presentations where they're showing your house and videos of your cars and all your helicopter. I don't know. Your riches will play in a video behind you as you tell your story of how you became successful through Amway.
Mm.
When the reality is in organizations with this kind of structure, something like 0.8% of the people involved actually make any profit at all. It's less than 1%.
Mm.
By design, which is intense.
Yeah. たまになんかドキュメンタリーとかでもあるよね。そのネズミ講とか、まあ、ネットワークビジネスって言われるもの。
Mm.
で、結局その在庫をすごい買わされ、てか買っていかないと自分のランクが落ちちゃうから下がりたくないから在庫をどんどん買うんだけど、まあ、当然さばききれないから自宅のガレージとかに大量の口紅なりハンドクリームなりが溜まっていって、
yeah.
もうどうしようみたいな。
Yeah, I have friends who are just deep on this kind of stuff. Like they're,
oh.
It's crazy how prevalent it is. Like these sorts of, they're not, you know, it's hard to generalize them, but there are weird kind of product sales oriented pyramid-y, scheme-y things floating around.
Pyramid-y, scheme-y.
Yeah. Have you heard about this, what happened in China? This guy was selling ant farms for like a jugomon.
Ant farms?
Yeah, so you pay like a jugomon, right? And mm-hmm. they would send you this ant farm. And the idea is you take care of these ants, right? You take care of this ant farm that you paid jugomon for.
Yeah.
And what you do is when some of the ants die, you put those in like a little container and you send those dead ants back to this company and they grind those ants up into some something that, I don't know, gives you an erection or something. Some sort of some Chinese medicine.
Supplement.
And they promise that you'd be making back like $400 per month off of the dead ants. And so all these people paid all this money
for little
ant farms so that they could collect these little dead ants. The whole thing was just total bullshit. They weren't doing anything with the dead ants.
Obviously.
It was just, so a lot of people got scammed in this ant farm thing.
So, 基本的になんかその、まあ、アメリカも前やってたテレビで見たやつだと、あの、こうラテン系の人が多い、まあ、基本的にあんまりお金がなくて教育受け入れてないみたいなところにわざわざあえて入っていってその人たちを騙すわけよ、
うん、
バレないからって言ってだすごい悪徳だよね、
うん、
本当になんか分かってやってるからこの人たちだったらバレないだろうっていうでも最低だよね
I think a lot of people in these organizations don't realize what they're really getting intoYou know?
Yeah, of course.
え、
だってなんだっけ? There was a feature one time on John Oliver's show.
Hmm.
Did you watch it? About pyramid scheme? It was so funny and super easy to understand because he said something like, なんか5人に、自分が5人に紹介して、その5人が5人に紹介して、みたいな。それを何回か繰り返すと、普通に地球の人口ぐらいになっちゃうみたいな簡単に
Yeah, after like 10 levels or something
Yeah, だから普通にそれで 物をずっと売りつけるなんていうのは不可能、物理的に不可能なんだけど、
うん、
まあそこまでみんな計算しないからっていう。
The, I mean the most negative thing about that stuff, I guess, is the kind of behavior that those people tend to exhibit once they get into these groups, where, I mean, I guess it's why it's characterized as a cult, is that people,
yeah,
I mean.Takes over your whole life.
Yeah, my friend had to get a divorce because the husband's mom was like super into it. Like, it was like a combination of religion and this network business,
yeah.
like pyramid scheme type of stuff. And this mother-in-law tried to sell her なんか何十万円もする鍋とか、なんか。すごい、この鍋なんでそんな高いのみたいなやつとか。
There's kind of a weird zone between like cutting coupons and mileage hacks and work from home and make $800 a month or whatever. You know, all this sort of get rich fast. You know, I guess it's some version of like.I got a six pack in like 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets weird when you have to sell your stuff to your daughter-in-law or, you know, your friends and families and stuff. Like,
one of my friends started to try to sell me stuff because their boyfriend's mom got them into it.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait, what are you doing right now?
What like, were they trying to sell you?
I don't know.
Like shampoo and stuff?
Just totally stuff that I don't need.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean...
It's interesting, though. The idea that these cults can be totally secular, there doesn't need to be...
そうだね。確かに。
An ideological basis.
Yeah,
it can,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Culture by itself is sufficient to run that sort of...
うん、しかもそっちの方が入りやすい人もいるもんね。なんか急にさ神がどうのとか言われるよりも、
うん、
いやその自己啓発ですよっていう、まあ、サイエントロジーもなんか、うん、本当に納得だもん。その最初のところは本当にその通り言う通りもう正しいことしか言ってないから、騙されて入っちゃった人がいっぱいいるっていうのはすごい納得した。
うん、I mean that's what they did with this group basically, you know, thisNexium or whatever.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of the secular cults that have been started were either based on Leninism or Maoism. A lot of Maoism, a lot of, there's a lot of like kind of Buddhist.
でもこのブランディングとかはすごいね、なんか。
Well, yeah, I mean, anything that calls itself Nexium and then has these weird letters like this, just get out of here.Red flags all day.
Branding in 2017. That's intense.
Branding, don't you know?
That's crazy.
Don't you know about brands? Versace, Versace. Brands?
On your skin, that's crazy.
Oh, that branding. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a brand too. You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I was talking about like...
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I mean, that's... They do that at some universities too. It's kind of a rite of passage thing. Supposedly, the pain from branding is so strong that it's a dissociative, and you experience almost like some kind of psychological trauma in that moment that,
yeah.
that helps facilitate the changing of your personality from that point forward.
Yeah, we know someone who's gotten it from our school. Probably just, it wasn't like a ritual or anything. I think he just did it because he was curious. But I remember him telling me that was like, もう本当に信じられない痛さ。タトゥーとかそんな全然暗いものにならないみたいな。
Oh, there's no difference between that and what they do in these Aboriginal societies where it's like, okay, you're going to become a man now. And if you want to be a man in this society, then you need to stick your dick in this hornet's nest or whatever they do, the crazy stuff that they do. Maybe it's not that.
I think it's like,
oh, the bullet ants is what they do. They put like these fire ants, these bullet ants on your hands, and supposedly the toxin from bullet ants, it's so painful that you don't even feel like you exist.
Oh God. No thanks. All right.
There's some other weird stuff going on in the world. Like 75% of the flying insects in Germany are dead. So they're worried about the ecosystem.
That's crazy.
Did you see the robot battle?
No.
So they finally had the huge mech robot battle between Japan and the USA.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese Kuratas and the... What was the American one? I can't remember. Had some corny American name. In the first battle, there was so much buildup, and they had Goldberg there, the UFC guy.
Yeah.
Remember he got fired from the UFC?
No.
Okay, well, he was doing this battle bot thing.
Okay.
But so much buildup, these huge robots, they've been working on them forever.
Yeah.
The fight starts, and the Japanese robot has like this big fist. And the Japanese robot just goes full speed at the American robot. And the American robot's like this bigger robot that has paintball cannons and stuff.
Okay.
And the Japanese robot just goes full speed and punches the American robot in the face.
Yeah.
And it fell over in one punch.
Oh.
And that was the end.
Oh.
Of the first battle. And huh. And there's a guy in there. The pilot, this
what?
American guy is inside that robot, like Whoa. Operating it. So this is like intense, right?
It's like Gundam.
So this huge robot falls over and they're trying to like, these guys are running in to like get him out of the robot, right? And
yeah.
They're like, do you smell fuel? Like, because it's not a car, right? It's,
yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen if this robot falls over, if it's going to explode or what. So they drag this guy out of there and he looked pretty shook.
Of course. Right.
Because he was up in the top of this robot that fell over.
Huh.
So, being typical Americans, they had another robot ready for this battle.
Okay.
They changed the conditions, like, part way. So they bring out this other robot that's, like, way huger. Mm-hmm. It weighs, like, 5 times more than the Japanese robot or something. Mm-hmm. It's enormous. And so they have a battle between the Japanese robot and this huge robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kind of a draw.
Mm-hmm.
No one's really winning. Like the Japanese robot's punching the gut of the other and the other robot, and the other robot's like grabbing the arm of the Japanese robot.
Yeah.
And so the ref goes, break, right? They're stuck. Let's pause it. Let's reset, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of the fight, they reset.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe this. The American robot comes back out with a chainsaw.
What?
Attached to its arm. Out of nowhere.
And like that's
In the middle of the battle.
Okay.
The Americans just attached. Somebody drove down to Home Depot and bought a chainsaw. And they just duct taped it to the front of this robot.
So obviously there is no person in the Japanese robot, right?
No, there is.
There is?
No, the guy who made the robot is piloting the robot. He's in there. And the robot's getting knocked around and beat up and destroyed.
Okay.
And he's in the robot.
And chainsaw is...
And there's a huge
illegal
chainsaw that the Americans just stuck on their robot.
Okay.
In the middle of the battle. And so it just... The huge American robot comes out and the chainsaw just starts to destroy the Japanese robot because it's...
Yeah.
It's a chainsaw. And it like cuts the hand off of the Japanese robot, and they started to just, it was going to be a disaster. So they stopped the fight and said the American robot won.
What?
Yeah. And it was so weird because it's like,
but what are they going to do next? All the robots are going to be holding chainsaw.
I know. Well, what was funny is the Japanese guy had this special weapon for the fight, which was a drone. So like when the fight started, the Japanese robot like hid behind these barrels, and this little drone like flew out.
Ooh.
And like landed on the windshield of the American robot.
Huh.
So they can't see.
And
it actually landed on the wind. It was amazing. But yeah, the Americans came back with an enormous chainsaw and just
Don't they have any rules? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. But that... The original battle was the first battle, which is the robot that got punched in the face.
Yeah.
So, I guess the second one's not really legitimate, but...
All right. Yeah. 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュースの公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。1話目から3話目は無料で月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていう激安プランもありますので要チェック、単語テスト機能とかいろいろついてるし、今マイケルが何言ったか確認したい時などいろいろ活用できると思います。お願いします。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやってるのでフォローお願いします。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。